Welcome to the Daily Devotional Podcast of Prism Church in Pasadena, California, available for download Monday through Friday. Hi, I'm Pastor Chuck Ryer. Our ambition is that this daily podcast will encourage you to set your mind on Jesus and reflect on God's presence in your life. As we study the attributes of God and meditate on the promises of His Word, our hope is that our souls would be refreshed and we begin to reflect these beautiful realities to those around us. September's devotionals will be written by the people of our congregation. This fall, we're focusing on the vision, mission, and values of Prism Church. Today's devotional was written and will be read by Chris Huskin, a very good friend of mine and one of Prism's elders.
I can still remember clearly the Sunday lunch when my wife, Lori, and I told my family that we were expecting our first child. It was such a momentous occasion, filled with excitement and anticipation. I'm always amazed at how certain memories can last so long in my jumbled mind. Similarly, I still remember the lunch I had with Pastor Chuck when he told me that he believed God was calling he and Carolyn to plant a new church in Pasadena. That conversation was also filled with excitement and anticipation. But in addition, there was a good dose of trepidation and humility. In hindsight, I should have had more of those qualities entering fatherhood. Chuck outlined how he felt the Spirit was leading him, including many of the elements of the vision and values that are still part of Prism Church today. He concluded with a comment that sticks with me clearly. He said, paraphrasing, "Chris, if this is going to work, it will be all about God moving mightily. I barely know anyone in Pasadena, and for the most part, the people I do know will not be involved in this new church plant." He re-emphasized the uphill battle that Prism Church would be up against. Then there was an awkward moment of silence. A typical conversation in Western culture would have led me to jump in and provide some encouraging words. "Chuck, you can do this. I'm sure it will be a huge success. Don't worry about it. Everything will work out fine." But that wasn't what I was thinking. And I knew that if I did say those things, Chuck would know I wasn't being real with him. He and I both knew that he was right. It wasn't going to be easy. And even with the greatest strategic plan possible, God was going to need to move to make this work. Even before Prism Church was born, the value of growing humility before God was alive. There was on that day, and there still is today, a solid understanding of who God is and where we stand in relationship to Him. When we think about the words humble or humility, my guess is that most of us instantly think of our relationships with other humans. I'm not a Latin scholar, but it didn't take me too long to notice that the words humble, humility, and human all start with the same three letters. That recognition and Google makes me a very novice Latin scholar. These words are derived from the Latin humus, which means earth or ground. One author notes the interesting progression of words: humus, earth or ground, humble, lowly, and human, man. Then the author makes an astute observation, remembering from where man comes as stated in Genesis 3, verse 19, "For dust you are, and to dust you will return." So while I believe that we most often associate humility with our interpersonal human relationships, our position of humility in relationship with God comes first. We will see that this is an important distinction. This clear position of humility before God is brought forth again when Jesus teaches us how to pray. The Lord's Prayer begins with, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." The word hallowed is not a regularly used word, but in this context, it refers to a sense of honor. We begin our prayer conversations with God by acknowledging our lowly position, honoring His holiness, and recognizing His power. In the circumstances we find ourselves today, honoring other humans is something that has become largely lost on us, let alone honoring the holy, righteous, and just God of the universe. Living in humility before others involves honoring every human as an image bearer of God. But we will never truly have humility before others until we humble ourselves before God and honor Him. Humility before others without humility before God will be lacking sincerity and come from a heart of selfishness. My friend once told me about someone he knew who was extremely proud of his humility. This fake humility before others that does not follow our sincere humility before God can be easily detected. Finally, it seems worthwhile to focus on the biblical truth that even Jesus lived a life characterized by humility before God. The verses from Philippians 2, 1 through 4, referenced in our Prism Church Values document, focus primarily on our humility in relationship with others. This humility between one another is only possible when we see and reflect Christ's own humility before God the Father. The verses immediately following Philippians 2, 1 through 4 state about Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. My prayer is that individually, we as participants in the life of Prism Church might always remember our position before God, giving Him the honor and glory He deserves. My prayer is also that we corporately at Prism Church might always remember our humble beginnings, recognizing the clear truth that nothing we do will be without a mighty act of God. During the past 10 years, we as a church have seen time and time again evidence that we are not in control of our successes. Whether it be new believers' baptisms, financial stability, relational harmony, facility accessibility, or the availability of talented personnel, we have witnessed God moving mightily often despite ourselves. May we continue to grow in our humility before God.
You've been listening to the Prism Church podcast. Prism Church is a non-denominational congregation in Pasadena, California. For more information, visit our website, prismchurch.com, or email us at info@prismchurch.com.